Winter is coming, and this season of cold weather often comes with an unwanted guest: power outages. According to folks who monitor our energy grids, snow, ice, and high winds could cause blackouts in parts of the Midwest and Texas, which suffered back in February from the deep freeze. Neil Dinesha, who covers technology and climate change for Vox and Recode, says the U.S.'s power grids are overdue for an overhaul, and he joins us now. Hi, Neil.
Hi, Tanya.
Give us a thumbnail of the power grids in the U.S. How many do we have, and where are they?
Yeah, we essentially have three power grids in the U.S. We have the eastern grid, which is basically east of the Rockies. We have the western grid, which is west of the Rockies. And then we have the Texas grid, which is just the state of Texas.
And your story argues that our power grids are basically out of date. I mean, we're talking analog in a digital world. How far behind is our technology?
I mean, it's quite far behind. Most of the grid was built about 100 years ago. Some of the technology that's there is about that old. I know for a fact that there are generators, for example, that are about 80 years old. And while things like software have come into the equation in the time since, it's a lot of the infrastructure that's still there is still about as old as when it was first put in there.
Wow, 80-year-old generators. We all know that Texas saw this deep freeze, as I mentioned. 4.5 million people lost power, some for several days. Oregon experienced power cable melt from triple-digit heat last summer. And scientists have been saying that extreme weather events will continue ramping up with climate change. You write that to help address this, we need to harden the power grid. What would that process look like?
Yeah, hardening the grid essentially looks like changing out old infrastructure for new infrastructure, doing little things like taking a transformer that might be at ground level and is susceptible to a flood and moving it up a floor, or taking a wooden power pole and swapping that out with a steel power pole, things that would make the actual infrastructure of the grid more resilient against extreme weather or cold temperatures.
Thinking about the cost of this, how much investment will we see through this infrastructure package that the Biden administration passed, and how much more is still needed?
Well, the infrastructure package that President Biden signed in November contains about $65 billion in funding for the grid. But experts tell me that a lot more would be needed. The Build Back Better bill framework contains at least about $555 billion in additional funding, but that bill still has to pass. And the basic answer is plenty more will be needed.
Yeah. Can we talk a little bit more about smart grids? You mentioned them, and you mentioned this case study in your writing of Chattanooga, Tennessee, which modernized its local grid in 2009. How is that working out?
It's working out great, actually. In the time since their grid was modernized and they essentially built what experts call a smart grid, the blackouts have reduced by about 55%, and they've saved hundreds of millions of dollars in the lost costs that would have come from those blackouts.
But you feel like the U.S. needs to go even further than what they did in Chattanooga, Tennessee, turning our one-way grid into a two-way grid. Does that mean I could provide power, for instance, if there was a two-way grid as well as receiving it?
That's right, yeah. Essentially, you know, right now the grid works with, you know, utility companies generating power and sending it to our homes. The two-way grid, experts have told me, would essentially allow you to do things like put solar panels on your roof, and in times when, you know, the energy capacity is not enough, that's, you know, being produced by the utilities, we could send the power back from our homes into the grid and help power other homes that might not have those solar panels or generators and things like that.
Hmm. Some utility companies are using artificial intelligence to prevent failures. Is that making a dent in this problem?
Well, yes and no. Artificial intelligence can help utility companies do things like predict how weather might impact parts of the grid. For example, there's a team in Albany, New York, which is developing a tool that can help utilities see what parts of the state might be hardest hit by a winter storm. But those are really just addressing symptoms rather than the root cause. And so, yeah. You know, while you might be able to affect, while you might be able to reduce the amount of time of blackout. Yeah. That's correct. Yeah. It won't address the root cause of the problem, which is the old infrastructure that's in place.
Before I let you go, I just have about 15 seconds with you. I mean, we talked a little bit about that legislation upcoming. Are you optimistic that we will invest in this in a way that we see a measurable difference?
Somewhat, yes. I think it's important to remember that climate change and these energy problems are intricately linked. So even if we address the grid problems and we don't address climate change, we won't really hit what needs to be done, because climate change causes grid problems and the grid causes climate change.
Neil Dinesha, thank you so much for your time.
Thank you.